And we'll go around and do roll call once again. So Joe Sullivan, board chair.
Rob L. Debia, vice chair.
Logan Steele, board member.
Stuart Morris, board member.
Andrew Hunt, board legal counsel.
Jeremiah Leppert, board staff.
Haley Lyons, board member.
Jason Robinson, board treasurer.
Tanya Moffitt, BOAC staff. Chair.
BOAC staff.
Yes. Jancy M. Oliver, board member.
Matthew Stallheim, board staff.
Okay.
And
Sherry McPherson, CEO, OSCPA.
And then I'll just note that Martin and Andrew will be joining us shortly, but are not present currently. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to jump back in prior to hearing motions on cases and just kind of circling back to the discussion we had on the definition of practice of public accountancy. I think we've got guidance here on how to handle that. So do we have any motions?
Yes. So I move to authorize the board staff to enter into temporary rulemaking to remove items A, B, and C in the definition of the practice of public accountancy.
I'll second.
Have a second. Any questions, comments? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Hearing none, abstentions, hearing none, motion passes. Thank you, Nancy. So let's move into item 12, motions on cases heard in executive session.
In the matter of case number 22-024, I move for insufficient evidence in regards to OAR 801-010-0130, Pren 1 for lapsed of a license. A lapsed license for practicing public accountancy with a lapsed license.
I'll second.
Second. Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Hearing none. Abstentions? Hearing none. Motion passes.
In the same case, number 22024, I move for insufficient evidence in the matter of OAR 801-030-0005, Pren 5, Pren A, for improper use of CPA designation in a non-public accounting firm's name.
Second.
Second. Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed? Hearing none. Abstentions? Hearing none. Motion passes.
In the same case, number 22024, I move for sufficient evidence in the matter of OAR 801-030-0020, Pren A, Pren B, for not timely responding to board communications.
I second.
Okay. We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those against? Hearing none. Abstentions, hearing none, motion passes.
In the matter of case number 22-025, I move for sufficient evidence of violation of ORS 673.320, Pren 3, for use of the term CPA while providing professional services in Oregon while not holding a CPA license.
Second.
Okay, we have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Hearing none. Abstentions? Hearing none. Motion passes.
In the matter of case 23-004, I move for multiple violations in regards to OAR 801-030-0020, Pren 1, for breaching fiduciary duties as a trustee of a trust and not complying with court orders related to disclosure of financial information, and OAR 801-010-0110, Pren 1, for not disclosing legal proceedings on renewal application that was submitted to the board, and for OAR 801-030-0020, Pren 9, for entering into loans with a client without proper consent and disclosure of differing interests prior to the time the business transactions were conducted.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Hearing none. Abstentions? Hearing none. Motion passes.
In regards to case number 23-007, I move for violation of OAR 801-030-0010, Prem 1, Prem B, for not properly completing a client engagement, and OAR 801-030-0020, Prem A, Prem B, for not timely responding to board communications.
Can we make a motion for all three of those cases, 07, 08, and 09?
Yes. So I will add to this this case number 23-008 and 23-009 in regards to the same OARs, specifically OAR 801-030-0010, Pren 1, Pren B, for not properly completing client engagements, and OAR 801-030-0020, Pren 8, Pren B, for not timely responding to board communications.
A second.
Okay, we have a second. Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none. Any abstentions? Hearing none. Motion passes. Thank you for the efficient and eloquent.
We have two more.
All right, well.
They're almost there. Almost there.
Take your applause, please.
You want me to keep going? Okay. So I move for closure of inquiries as presented.
I second.
Okay. Discussion? All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none. Any abstentions? Hearing none. Motion passes.
Okay. I move for closure of inquiries as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Hearing none. Abstentions? Hearing none. Motion passes. That covers 12 motions on cases heard in executive session. And then I'll just note that both Martin and Andrew have rejoined public session before we move on. So we'll go on to item 13, consideration of settlement proposals. We have just one, 13A, investigation 23-003. So do I have a motion there?
I move that we accept the settlement proposal as presented in regards to investigation 23-003.
I second.
Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Hearing none. Abstentions? Hearing none. Motion passes. So we will move on to item 14, which is a report of chair. I'll be very brief. Just wanted to say thank you to Logan as the new board liaison to the pipeline committee. So appreciate you doing that. And it's excited about what that committee will do.
Yeah, likewise. It's an honor to be on.
Any questions that anyone else wants to bring up?
Congrats.
Perfect. Report of vice chair. Okay. Jason, item 16, report of the treasurer.
We're in a really good position, just like we have been. Any questions on the minutia? Okay.
You feel fine about the additional potential travel?
Yes.
Excellent.
In light of our very attention, yes.
Mark. Item 17, report of the executive director.
Go ahead. I thought you were taking that one, Joe.
I was, and it was going to be really quick. I'll just mention that, Mark.
I'm just looking at this.
Darn it. She's got the timer. My mouth. And I'm going to have to speak slower. Just all right. Very briefly, I want to actually go back to the to your chair report and acknowledge that on this, we're going to need to do a little bit of a different structure going forward. We did have an initial pipeline committee meeting yesterday. I want to just put that on the record. We didn't have quite everybody there yet. So we'll do a fuller report next time with Logan's help, but we're going to amend the structure of this going forward so that there is a place for the pipeline committee that you can report on. Going forward, but that was an exciting start, and that was so I'll just take that on as part of my director's report. You know, we had an initial convening of the committee reviewing its charge, and we set a committee meeting I think for November 7 going forward. I'm not don't quote me on that date yet. I will look that up, Logan, for you. And so that was super exciting. They're absolutely raring to go. And I want to just make sure, because it ties into the legislative piece of my report, we would not have been able to have that committee meeting without a meeting with the governor's office, because the governor's office is very clear in its expectations that thou shalt not go to stakeholders and talk about what you may want to put into a future legislative session unless they're okay with you raising those expectations. So we needed to have that preceding meeting in the governor's office. That did happen about a week and a half before that occurred. And it went incredibly well. So they were actually very excited about, you know, us working on this. So that's a good thing. So we have pretty much where we're at on the governor's office side. They're thrilled with the what we're doing on the inactive side. We have that green light to bring that to the 24th session. They're, you know, very much on board with the board composition pieces. They've now green lighted the work of the pipeline committee, at least the piece that's about, you know, potentially a 2025 session product around our ending balance piece. So we're getting lots of positive signals there, right? What hasn't happened yet, but, and I'm going to look at Sherry very directly with my next few words, right? The moment I get back from my vacation, the next step for me is to really hit the hyperdrive in close coordination with OSCPA's lobbyist on where exactly we're at and what exactly our pathway is for us to actually get something in front of the 2024 session. That's the biggest and the hardest lift for me right now between now and the December board meeting. Also can't help but slide in a thank you to Andrew, because he actually he's just phenomenal with the technical back end pieces. He literally did, you know, 95% of the lifting of just making sure that the rules he voted on this morning to become permanent have been filed as of 5 minutes ago with the Secretary of State. So thank you, Andrew. Very amazing work. There's still a little bit of email back and forth that may happen between us and the secretaries. There's actually a review process that takes back on their end. So we're not filed quite yet. They do a review, but usually they do it this in the afternoon within a few hours. So we should be done. Last piece, we're at full staffing. That's another huge milestone that I'm super proud of. And final piece for me is stakeholder engagement. You've heard a lot of reports. I don't want to duplicate those. There's been a lot of activity, lots of wonderful feedback. I think all of you are aware that I also sent out an email communication very recently, again, to over 8,000 licensees about where we're going. Feedback is in general great, whether they're commenting on the rules or not. So folks, I think, are really appreciating the engagement. There's a lot more we need to do, but I'll save that for future board meetings so we can get out of here.
Perfect. All right. Thank you. We'll keep moving. And I'll just add too, it's pretty exciting that those rules are now official and making the motion. It feels like anticlimactic, but that was a lot of work that went into that. So it's just take a moment. That's awesome. like it's really nice that we're making that kind of progress. So now I'll get back to pushing us along here. So 18, complaints committee, we have the meeting summary from April 27th. Tanya, any comments on that? Okay. Appreciate everything you and the committee are doing though.
Thank you.
Many of us have been on that, and I know it's a lot of work.
Hey, Mr. Chair, I know we need to get out of here, but can you give Andrew a quick second on 17C?
Oh, yes.
I'll be quick.
Yes.
All right. So the renewals, we received just a little over 3,500. On our second reviews, we have just a little over 1,100 left. I'll be putting out a notice because I have gotten some feedback asking about wallet cards. Our plan was to get through first and second reviews and then just do a large batch mailing for the wallet cards for people.
Those are the upgraded ones that I think we showed you at a previous board meeting. So,
yeah.
Wall certificates, since March, we had 365 replacements. From July to September, 21 initial wall certificates, 7 replacements. Exams, June 8th to today, first time. Exam candidates, we had 125, 342 retaking, and 4 transferred in from other jurisdictions. For audits, our sample size was 125, 3% of our 22 renewals, 79 met requirements, 46 did not of those 46. 14 submitted their CPE logs but did not meet requirements. And we are working with NASBA currently to figure out why the other 32 did not submit anything.
That's the big one. So this big number that shows us non-compliant, what's really underneath is not that they didn't comply with CPE, but that NASBA didn't get their data, right? And so we don't actually know that they're not compliant. They simply didn't engage in the process. We have to still figure out what the whys are. There's a lot for us to learn. This is the first time through. So please don't jump to the conclusion that we have that high of a number that actually failed in terms of not doing their CPE. The biggest part of this is a process challenge, and we have to figure out how we deal with that.
Yeah, the folks in my office that got selected for it asked me if it was a scam, a phishing email from NASBA.
Yeah.
So I can't, and the only reason they asked me is because they knew I would know.
And we had a few folks that got super frustrated about just the level of work in terms of hand data entry into their system. So there's definitely things we need to talk about when we get to the place where we review how that work is going with NASBA. We're trying to do some lessons learned before we start the next cycle for this 2023 renewals, right? But there's definitely stuff we have to work through still.
Okay.
Thank you, Andrew.
All right. We're moving item 19, Qualifications Committee, and we have the meeting summary of June 1st.
And I'm actually not sure that you do. We may have to defer that one. Did you put a meeting summary in here? Because I'm not sure that it got
played. No, I did not. But the only thing for the Qualifications Committee that I wanted to bring up is we had a small snafu. One of our committee members was absent that was going to review and propose for CPA licensure. They weren't there. They missed it. So the person that was hoping to get their CPA license was very disappointed in that process. So that's the only time I've seen that happen in the multiple years that I've been here. So just want to bring that forward if we hear any scuttle about that.
Yeah. Well, actually, this particular, I'm so glad you brought this up. Bless you, Jason. This individual has actually knocked on my door yesterday and this morning saying, what's the board going to do about this? And so here's the awkward piece. So there's a piece specific to this person, a specific piece to this committee. Relative to this person, right, as of the date that these rules become effective on Sunday, the written requirement, the experience requirement goes away, right? So part of me is like trying to understand, do I even have to bring this person back to the QC? Because my understanding is that with these rules going into effect, this is the other question, just want to clarify, that effectively there is no operational basis anymore for the QC because there's nothing for them to look at anymore.
Well, would they have to resubmit? That's the only question I would have.
I submitted within that's a great question.
If they resubmit, they no longer fall under that rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, in the affidavit, right?
Yeah, they would basically have to give us a different form. I think the new form that we have that go along with the rules that the board has said. That's probably the only hurdle.
Could we have them resubmit on Monday with an affidavit, and we apologize and we'll get it expedited?
Sounds like a plan to me
for you, Andrew.
Very much so.
And just like, that's unfortunate, but at least we have a very easy path. Resubmit it. Here's the new affidavit that's effective Monday. Get that signed and we're done.
Yeah. So I have deliberately not responded until we get this clarification, and I have deliberately not said anything about the committee process itself potentially going away.
And now you have direction from the board.
Right. And are we good with that? If we communicate that out and do a Jason, as you suggested, do like a thank you meeting with the QC and basically say we're all done.
Yes, we definitely should do something like that for them because they have worked very hard.
Okay, you're fired.
Not quite that terms, but yeah.
I know. I appreciate all the work you and the committee have done. It's weird.
That's okay. I became chair of one of your guys' committees, and literally that day I closed the committee. So, you know, one day as the chair.
All right. Item 20, peer review oversight committee. So Nancy,
we've covered all that business.
Okay, so we've covered that previously. So now we're on to 21, which is the ratification request. In this case, maybe I'll try to tee up a motion. So could I have a motion to approve the ratification request as presented for CPA certificates and permits, firm registrations, industry certificates and permits, and the admission to the Muni roster?
So moved.
I second.
Perfect. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Hearing none. Abstentions? Hearing none. Motion passes. And I think that leads us to item 21, which is just announcements and adjournment. I think, let's see, we have our next short meeting that we added earlier.
At November 3 at noon.
November 3rd at noon. So that's when we'll meet next. And then Friday, in December, I don't have anything other than to say have a great, well-deserved vacation, Martin.
Yeah.
And so,
thank you.
With that, it's 1:25, and we are adjourned. Yeah.
Nice job. Yeah.
Thank you for running for office now. Now they can swing up the gallery.